Today's theme, I'm gonna cut the preamble, just go straight into it, is pornography. Yeah, baby. Sexy. Man, life's so weird. Reached out to my first, I don't know, man, what do you even call him? First viewer? First consistent viewer. I think he's dying. I think he's literally dying. Which is wild to say. As I put out the offer of, hey man, I'll help you guys. And he's like, I need divine healing. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is dying, isn't he? Alright, you guys can tell these are the morning shows. Because I sniffle, so you've been warned. Or should I say this is highly produced, highly manufactured, and then the sniffles are added in post. Should I say that? Should I lie to you? I don't know, maybe by the end I'll decide which way to go. So pornography, that's the theme we're hitting on today. So I'll start with the porn I'm watching at the moment, reading at the moment. That is Ulysses. That sounds insane. That was banned. But it is controversial, man. To my sensibilities now. Even my sensibilities. The fact that it opens with a parody of a mass. Then there's a part of me that goes, oh wait, you guys haven't read the book and you're never going to read the book. So, not really much point talking about it. But it is weird how this was pornographic, once considered pornographic. Let you know how the culture's gone, man. Now this is studied in universities. Pornography, that's gotta be the weirdest conspiracy ever. Weirdest conspiracy. That's how I got my start in this whole crazy game. I figured if I could talk about that, why not do what I actually want to do with my life? It's less embarrassing and has a higher chance of success. Why not? Because you don't deserve what you want. That's what it came down to. And the community of guys quitting. All their problems were more serious, man. A lot more serious. One guy, actually everyone I've talked to, seems like they're in a position of life and death, so I let them go. Had to let them go. Which I felt conflicted about until I did morning pages this morning. You wake up without the echoes, without the noise. Honestly feels like you're being guided by your higher self. Doesn't even feel like your hand is writing. I should explain what morning pages are. They're 3 pages of longhand writing in the morning. There. So you do that. Or I did that. I woke up. I was like, oh yeah, of course you don't just like orientate your whole life around trying to save some guy's life who you've never met before. Of course you don't do that. Just because of what you were mean to him once online. Of course you don't do that. Unless you're getting paid a lot of money to do it. And this guy pretty explicitly stated, he was like, I'm never giving you money, ever. I was like, I need money to eat, though. That's the thing. So I was literally didn't have enough fucking food to eat. I was listening to this guy complain. But I'm not giving you money. I was like, oh, okay. Stay alive, man. Honestly, I hope he does stay alive. Let's just give you an idea of the kind of people who are attracted to pornography. So quick, we'll touch on Ulysses, because it is interesting. Then we'll get into the deeper conspiratorial aspects. Because that is fascinating. Somebody should write a book on this topic. It might have to be me. Yes, it might be me. But not yet. I need to do more living before I can sit down to write my War and Peace, my Ulysses, my Infinite Jest. My masterpiece. It's there. But it needs more life to be lived before I can really give it the twist. Because I think the resolution would be transmuting. Well, you guys know pornography, it's all degeneracy, it's all lust, it's all whatever, it's all aimed at making you hate yourself and women, and kind of turning you gay as well, I think. I think that's what it's about. And I'm yet to find the resolution in my own life. Which I think would be love. I think must be love. Just good old-fashioned, traditional, romantic love. I think. That would be how it ended. If it'd be a lame ending, I might have to pull a experimental ending on that, where you just suggested. I might do that. Might not do that. I probably will do that. Who knows? The thing I found with projects is that you gotta start them. You make the start. As in, you put pen to paper, you put voice to iPhone, you do that. And then, guess what book I have right next to me? You do that, and then Providence moves. It's the book I was looking at, Providence. Coffee. Delicious coffee. Oh, there's gotta be a theme on coffee. Or that might have to be the addiction episode. Sorry, I'd love to show you guys how the sausage is made. It's just like what's a good theme? Bird song? So I've read 15 pages of Ulysses this go around, and I already get the point of it. And that's the good thing about, I've started watching videos, reading Ulysses just for fun. There's this theme of usurpation they keep recounting over and over again. This guy, great guy. He's like, do you guys like chocolate cake? Well, you don't need to understand chocolate cake to enjoy chocolate cake. You don't need to understand Ulysses to enjoy Ulysses. And he's talking about the themes of usurpation. He's talking about that. And you go, this is why the guy has a cuckold. And this is why the very first chapter deals with they're not even chapters, the very first pages deal with death. That's what the usurpation is. It all comes back to that. Life being usurped by death. Now you deal with that. How do you deal with the humiliating aspects of being a human? Well, first you recognize it's all your... I shouldn't actually give you what to do, but you've got to recognize that it's all how you view it. It's all perspective. The game of life. Your word is your bond. Sorry, I'm just reading books now from the front of the page. Maybe I should do that with everything. Just read a book. So how do you deal with the fact that you're gonna die? The beastly business. I think that is what Ulysses deals with. On my 15-page in. Second read. First read, I just did a bunch of Guinness. But this read, you need a notebook. That's what I found. You need a notebook. You need to do your own writing. As you're reading books like these. It's a tennis match. It's a back and forth. So he did a page called Fergus. No, he had a song called Fergus in there. And then I flashed to a memory of my insane brother's best friend. And then me seeing him and grimacing. The fact that I'm seeing him again. And I'd always see him over and over again. It was like weird. And then I felt guilty about that. It's like, I shouldn't do that when I see people. But I did. Anyway. So yeah, weird that book's pornography. Anyway, so should we get to the more... Oh, I don't want to get into the more paranoid elements. I'll talk about me. I'll just talk about what happened to me where I made these nofap videos. It's so silly to make these videos. If you're not like 19... felt so dumb doing it. And I found that no one actually cared about them in my audience or needed them or valued them. That's what I found out. It was weird. You're like, oh yeah, of course, they don't want to hear an old... I don't want to even call myself an old man, actually. Big on the power of words. They don't want to... But I'm eternal, I'm infinite, I'm energy, all that. Yeah. So I'm making these videos, and then One day, this is actually would make an amazing story. Nobody steal this. Or actually, you don't have the context I have. So you could steal it. It would be different. But you know what? I'm going to share my work. So this is going to be the gem, the germination of one of the most amazing books written. Shouldn't put it that much of a caveat on the book before I've started it, should I? The book that could actually help people quit. A Quake book, that's what it, I want to write a Quake book. And what effect do I want this Quake book to have? I don't know, on the reader. Because I just read a book that gave me, that literally embedded the words let go and let God into my mind, into my subconscious, so powerfully. That would be fun to do that for someone else. Giving myself 3 years to write this book. Actually, that's too long. I'm giving myself 6 months. I might just steal the Stephen King approach, eh? Like, he's just like, write 5 pages a day, and then it's done. Yeah, I think Stephen King's got it worked out, man. I am entitled to miracles. I am entitled to miracles. So I'm letting you guys in on my mantras. As I look at my drawings, it's all good, man. So many things I want to do, so little time. How do you deal with death? How do you deal with the fact that you're going to die? You live. You live, man. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I hope to do. What I have to do, man. Holy crap, I'm just twisting my nipples. No, I'm not twisting my nipples, but yeah, so what happened with this? I made videos. Ostensibly, the purpose was to help people quit porn. In reality, it was more, it's just an easy niche to get into. Because I think it's a problem every man deals with. I researched it. And you research it far enough, it goes back to myth. Goes back to the djinn. Goes back to Babylon. Goes back to Lilith. You research it far enough. You go, oh no, this is not a new phenomenon. The this is not new. It's as old as the fall. But it's kind of new. It's kind of a new one. It's weird. I've stopped. I don't know when the last time I watched it is. I've stopped. I still see. I can still see Wonder Woman with red hair. Cruelty to her. Oof, it's getting me excited thinking about it. I can still see one. Relationship with this woman on the internet. Like, I wasn't one of those guys who was like writing things, and although I did have ideas. I did have ideas. That's what happens when you're deep on porn binges. You're like, I think you should do this. This would be a good idea. You're a what's the word? I'm a Japanese soldier, and you're a Korean comfort woman. That's a nice little topic that's never been explored in pornography. You just go, good lord, that's heinous. That's what it does to your mind. It's what it does to your mind. This is the thing about taking notes when you read Ulysses. You can see how much a book affects your thinking immediately. The snot green sea. I'm never going to get that turn of phrase out of my head from reading Ulysses. I think the same could be said about PM. It's the slang for it in the NoFap community. But yeah, a book on NoFap would be great. Would be amazing. So I get invited to join this community. Like, you've been earmarked as the next hotshot in the NoFap space. And immediately, I read the email, I go, oh, this is a setup. Immediately, you can just tell NoFap benefit 763. So you can tell. One, the guy in the email, he's like, all this soft disclosure thing. But immediately, he's like, I started to piece together that there was something wrong with the industry. When it was free, like, why is it free? Why is it free? And end of the email, he's like, I'm starting my not-for-profit community. It's not-for-profit, explicitly. He also says he's a life scientist. You go, oh, okay, this is how he's saying he's a scientist. Because that was the thing about the whole retention game, is you're like, who does the science on this? So, he's asking, I don't know, that's the thing. I looked at it, I observed it, I was like, oh my word, getting away from this. But I had an idea to start my own community, which I don't think I'm going to do. I don't think it's... Yeah, it's definitely not what I'm called to do. My community will be more... Don't quit your daydream. It's going to be my community. Yes. And the only reason I stayed so long in the NoFap space is because you literally met guys with who were on death's door. They're the only people I've spoken to. She's doing suicide prevention. And then the next guy I speak to is like, I'm gonna die also, probably, without divine healing. I'm just like, what the heck is going on here with my channel? My vibes are literally just like, hey, like, life's pretty good, guys. It's weird. And then my whole thing was consulting. I was like, oh, I'll help these guys. And one guy's like, I want to be your friend. I want to be your internet friend. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. He's like, I would also feel weird about giving you money. I'm like, well, okay. Okay. All right. And you go, this guy spent 3 months watching me. So I assume he likes me. I know nothing about him at all. Zero. Beyond what he told me in YouTube comments. Which was, it was interesting, it was fascinating. Seems we went through similar experience. I was like, I don't even know if I could take money from this guy. But the fact that he's like, let's just be friends. And I don't think he'll give you money. I was like, man, who doesn't pay their friends? I didn't get that. I give you my friend. I would pay you. I would pay you. I'd be like, oh, you're trying to get started in something new. Oh, you're my friend here. That's how I'd roll. I remember my mom was raising money for charity, and she was like, felt awkward asking me. She felt awkward asking me for money to do it. I was like, oh, you're my mom. how much do you need to hit your goal? Oh, boom, oh, there it is. You go, these fucking degenerates. I don't even know if this guy was a porn addict either. Because he's like, I don't even watch the porn. I don't even watch your videos for that angle at all. It's like, what the fuck are you watching my videos for? He's like, you look, no homo, you're looking handsome. I'm like, oh my god. It sounds gay. It sounds kind of gay. You go, all right, it's fair enough. Yeah, it's fair enough. I had no idea why he was watching my videos. Good guy, great commenter, though. He gave me the proof of concept that you only, like, you can get one fan. That's what you are to me, man. You're a fan. We're not friends. I don't have friends. No. If you were my friend, you'd fucking pay me money. No. Yes, no. How do I actually feel? I go, what are the things that have actually helped me? Hasn't been people. It's been art. It's been art. That's what's helped me. Bob Dylan. That's what helped me. Infinite Jest. That's what helped me. Norm Macdonald. That is what helped me. So if I want to help these people on death's door, I think that'd be the best way to do it. Instead of me going, hey, have you guys heard of Morning Pages? Honestly, try Morning Pages out if you never have. Fantastic. Beautiful. Love them. Absolutely love them. Yeah, that's what helped me. So he's just looking at a bill. I saw the outline of a bill. I was almost into my negative thinking loop. Hold up. I've got something explicitly for these situations where you're like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? Oh, success. Fearless faith that wins. All right, here's a little affirmation I use. I clap my cymbals and rejoice, for Jehovah goes before me, making clear, easy, and successful my way. Nah, this is one. You pick affirmations that click. That's the whole point. And now let go of worn-out conditions and worn-out things. Divine order is established in my mind, body, and affair. Behold, I make all things new. Give thanks, this is the one, I give thanks for my whirlwind success. I sweep up all before me, for I work with the spirit and follow the divine plan of my life. Boom. That's it, man. And I got this other positive message. See, this is how much things can affect your thinking. Tiniest little stimulus can affect your thinking, affect your life. Winners never quit, quitters never win. I got a board that says that right in front of me that I'm looking at. So now I feel good. So yeah, but how do you think that fucking German scat porn is affecting your thinking? If you're watching that shit. I know, man, it's, you know, I just watch that and go about my day, and it has very little effect. Okay. Oh my God, see, even just hearing that scat porn reference has brought up another image from my past. Oh my word, every sexual encounter I had for a while was just the most disgusting. Ugh. I think this is where I really found comfort in porn. It's like, this shit isn't gonna happen to you in porn. Where I don't even wanna sound like a big shot when I'm talking about this, where I'm in a very awkward sexual encounter. And the woman I'm with is, I don't know what's up with her. I think she's a drug addict. I don't know, she was cute though. And, yeah, I don't even want to talk about this, but I go to fuck her from behind, because she's like, you're not doing a great job. So I think that's what women do when they're like, oh my God, this guy's, I don't want to look at this guy. And then I don't even want to say what I see when I'm doing it, but I'm like, oh God, sex is disgusting. Let's just fucking watch hours and hours of porn. the war of art, man. The war of art. Yeah, I gotta get out of this porn prevention, suicide prevention space. Did it help me? No. What helped me, man? Books, music, comedy. That's what helped me. That's what helped me. Set it up. That guy had one guy who I was watching every video. Not really, I was watching most of their videos, but a lot of it sort of happens synchronistically, where I click on his video and it's like, oh my god, his life's falling apart, and then I make an effort to help him. I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't remember him making an effort to help me. I can't. Oh, because he commented on my videos. That was it. I was like, oh my god, I have a fucking commenter on my videos. I gotta help this guy. But from doing the artist way, I realized that. You gotta fail at the things you're not meant to do. You have to fail at them. And did I really wanna be a AMSA guy? Did I really wanna spend the next 3 years talking about pornography? Cause like all this talk about it gets me fucking thinking about it. I'm like, alright, maybe I should go watch some. And there was this thing in the analytics, the last video that's been watched. What was the last video you watched? They show you that on YouTube. Everything was porn. It was all pornographic. Like, I'm trying to quit this. What are you guys doing? Hold up, avant-garde sneeze. Oh, there we are. See, no cough button here, babe. I sneeze on the mic. Gesundheit. See? Me. Freely. Associate. Alright. And yeah, so one guy's in those last watched videos, one guy's was 10 reasons to stay alive. And I'm like, oh my god, that someone's about to fucking kill themselves. And then it was pretty easy to work out who. And I reached out. I was like, hey man, just checking in on you. He's like, nah man, it's not me. I'm like, okay, it obviously is you. But alright, let's play this game, alright. He's like, I only have 3 viewers. So I'll check in with all of them. I don't even think I had 3 viewers at the time. I was like, it's definitely this guy. 1000% this guy. Should I post a link to this? Maybe, maybe not. I even know how to share podcasts, that's the thing. That's the beauty of this game. And then his last video, the last video I saw was him just being like, why am I such a fucking loser? I was like, is it, oh my God, is this a reaction to the video I made going, what was it? What was it? Video, what was the video I made? Just be like, I'm letting go, I'm letting God. You're not getting it. Or I'm not helping you. That was the thing. I was like, oh, this is not helping him. Actually, no, it's more, this is not helping me. I was like, what am I fucking doing with my life? I can't fit into my pants anymore. That was the thing. I couldn't fit. I don't have a pair of clothes that fit anymore. Because I haven't eaten and, like, I haven't been getting enough calories. So, guys, this is the fun when you, like, branch out on the entrepreneurial pathway. Like, oh my God, where's the money gonna come from? The money comes when you're doing the right things. That's what I realized. And this isn't the right thing. This is the right thing. No, this isn't the right thing. The right thing is I'm looking at it. I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm looking at it. I'm seeing me. You know what it actually comes down to? My guitar string broke again. I went yesterday without playing my guitar, and you feel, well, I feel, a day without playing guitar for me now feels like a day without porn back in the day. Where you go, oh no, I need it, man. I fucking need it. So that's how I replaced my porn addiction with guitar. It's actually what motivated me to start. I was like, I'll do a little nofap guitar video. It's the hobby I picked up instead of porn. If I actually wanted to help people quit, I'd point to something huge. This is the hugely awesome thing that happened in my life when I got this chunk out of my life. That's what I'd do. Instead of being like, hey man, it's another, I'm going celibate for a year. I probably will do the celibacy thing, but I won't talk about it. Until I can be like, I was celibate for a year, and I got 100,000 subscribers in that year. Which is gonna happen. Which is happening now. Now that I've seen the path, I'm gonna walk the path courageously, because it ain't about me, man. It is about me, but if I want to help people, I'll help them the way I was helped. And that wasn't through YouTube videos. It wasn't through it. It was through books. It was through Norm Macdonald. It was through Bob Dylan. I still got a guitar here as well. The electric there. This just sounds bad. Saying it's too embarrassing. I was on the internet talking about my fucking sex life. It doesn't get more embarrassing than that, bub. So how do you deal with the fact that you're gonna die? How do you deal with that? You create. You create. You create. You create. you create. Although I am actually way more attractive now. Sorry, it's like one of those NoFap benefit 99 is you get more handsome. Looking at myself in the mirror. As I've said, all of these are dumb in front of the mirror. And I am looking. It's the eyes. The eyes are shining. The eyes, man. The eyes don't lie, homie. Then you want to go. I spent 6 months. Jeez Louise, I spent 6 months on this project. How do I exit? So it's a sunk cost thing. That's it. That's what it is. I spent 6 months, found 3 people. Yeah, man. This ain't for me. This ain't for me, bro. When is never quick, what is never when? I was scared, that's what it came down to. That's what I came down to. I'm being honest. I was scared. I was looking for distractions. And a guy's life or death crisis was a distraction for me, which is kind of cruel to use a guy that way. To be like, oh, you're in tremendous pain. Let me just use that as a little distract me from my own life a little bit. So I know the path, I'm walking it now. And it's scary. And then the fact I just said that gave me a little twinge of anxiety. Had no anxiety around, hey, NoFap video 765. When I first started doing them, yeah, I did have anxiety about it. But now I'm like, I don't even care. And there's this guy, Mike V, he's annoying, he annoys me. I don't know how else to put it. He's like, man, you got close to 600 people who are waiting for you to come back and talk about NoFap. I'm like, bro. Okay. One, not true. Two, if you had been watching all my videos, you would know, Mike V, that It all came down to, man, going after quality viewers, not quantity. People subscribe, they never watch again. So to the uninitiated, it looks impressive to me. I'm like, I think I have 3 viewers. I think I had 1. Maybe 2 viewers who weren't also making videos. So should I actually get the conspiracy element of it? So they invite me to join this group. And I think of it, wasn't it Stalin? Isn't it straight out of the communist playbook where you lead the opposition. capacity. Get all the nofap YouTubers in the same place. Get them talking to each other and observe what they're doing. All of that. And I explained to this guy in about 1,000 different ways that there is a corporation called MindGeek who want you hooked. You get out there, you make videos being like, hey man, I'm out the game, I'm out the trap. Hey man, I'm out. I did it. They're gonna try to drag you back down. But he didn't listen to me. And his entire channel is just populated with bots, women, going, hey man, just checking in again, you're a good egg man, all of that. And you go, bro, these aren't real women. Go to their profile. They're fake. And ultimately, I assumed he was in that group. Because of this whole winter arc thing. I saw that there. I was like, oh, this is where he got the winter arc idea. I was like, oh my god, this guy's a drowning man. He's gonna drag me into a fight. But I don't want to stand beside him in a fight. I don't. And that's why I have no friends. No. That's why I had no friends. That's why I had no friends, man. Alright, am I gonna post the link? Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and sorry, I'm just doing this thing called thought conditioners, which is one quote from the Bible a day that you meditate on. So it might end with that. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. This is one of the greatest of all techniques of mental health. It teaches that when we have done all that we can do about a given matter, we are not to get worried or in a panic or be filled with anxiety, but take a philosophical attitude concerning it. When you have done all that you can, do not try to do any more. Just stand, relax, stop, be quiet, don't fuss about it. You have done everything possible. Leave this to God. Did I do everything possible to help that guy? No. I'll be honest. Am I willing to do everything possible to help that guy? No. I'm gonna be honest. Do I even think I can help that guy? Yes, I actually do. I do. But that's just me. Anyway. That guy wants help. He'll need it from in real life people. He'll need it from God himself. Anyway, yeah, so why am I thinking about this guy still so much? Because my last card was, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive my glory. Seems pretty clear that Joel, you can help him. There's still that voice in me going, you can help him. Help him. Help. By making no videos. By completely forsake your dreams and ambitions. To make no videos for a year. should I do that? Yes. No. Yes. No. See, that's the thing, good thing about morning pages, is I processed this morning. You make a decision, you stick with it. I ripped off the Band-Aid. The best way I can help people is not through coaching, is not through consulting, it's through singing and joking and playing and helping others to do the same. Because he didn't want to say it at the time, but this guy's entire approach to dealing with it, the fact that he wanted to die, seemed to just be ultra marathons, all of that. Which as an observer, I was like, I don't think that's working. I think you need to take a kinder approach with yourself. But this guy did not value my opinion. I've got to be an example. That's what I realized as well. So what would I tell this guy? Oh, yeah. What would I tell this guy if he was in my situation? Oh, man, you got to focus on yourself. You got to focus on your own ambitions. You did more for that man than anyone's ever done for you. Jeez, that's good. Let go, let God, Joel. For wherefore take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. But there's a part of me that feels like I'm running away from the fight. From the fight of it all. Which is not true. And if it is a fight, I do believe it is a fight. Do I fight them on their terrain? No. No, you don't fight them on their terrain. I choose the terrain. I choose the terrain. It's got to be me on top of the mountain. Dropping lightning bolts on those mind geek monsters, on those soulless demons, on those servants of succubuses, of those servants of Satan. Sorry, I get carried away. Wherefore take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Ephesians 6:13. Alright, I'll leave on another affirmation. We will let synchronicity guide us here. So, suspense. I give thanks for my whirlwind success. I sweep up all before me, for I work with the Spirit and follow the divine plan of my life. How the heck did I turn back to that page immediately? Not my plan, God's plan. And God doesn't want me in the weeds as an infantry. I think I do know where I'm wanted, but I'll keep that a little bit of a secret. Anyway, this was episode 5. I've already beaten 99.9% of podcasts. I am the winner. I am the best. I'll post a link to this life.